Welcome to the 2014 Republican gubernatorial primary debate, live from the Wicomico Room in the Guerrero University Center on the campus of Salisbury University. Brought to you by WMDT in partnership with Salisbury University.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ernie Colburn, Chief Executive Officer of the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce and moderator of this event. Welcome to the 2014 Maryland Republican gubernatorial debate, coming to you live from the Guerrero Center on the beautiful campus of Salisbury University. Let me introduce the candidates here tonight. On my far right, your left, Mr. David Craig, Mr. Ron George, Mr. Larry Hogan, and Mr. Charles Lawler. Each candidate will have 2 minutes for opening remarks or introductions, and each candidate will address specific questions from me, the moderator, and they'll each have 2 minutes on those questions. And then at the end, each candidate will have 1 minute for closing comments. Our timekeeper tonight is Shannon Layton, Director of Communications and Events from the Salisbury Chamber. So let's get started. Let's start now with the opening comments and remarks, and we'll start with Mr. Craig.
Good evening. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here on the great part of this state, the Eastern Shore, the Old Line State, where one of my ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War. It is also great to be here knowing that the Lady Seagulls just won the Women's National Championship in lacrosse. And the irony of that for me today is that our 9-year-old granddaughter just won her county championship. So I'm sort of hoping that in 9 years, Salisbury decides to do for her and pick her to come play here, because then she will be like my running mate, Jeannie Hadaway. Jeannie Hadaway is a graduate, I won't say what year, of Salisbury University, and that shows how Jeannie and I are very much alike. We are both true lifelong Marylanders. We're both born here in the state of Maryland. Our families have been here since the 1600s. We both never left the state to go to college. I was Towson and Morgan. She was Salisbury. She started her small business. I began my true career as a teacher and assistant principal in middle school and did that for 34 years in Harford County, and then spent a great deal of my time in public service as a volunteer, being an elected official in city and county governments and also state government. What do we want to do? I want to do similar to what I talked about with Tatum. I want the 12th generation of my family to still live in the state of Maryland. I want them to have a good school to attend. I want them to be able to live in a safe community. I want them to grow up, be able to start a career or a business here, not leave the state, to live here and retire here and take care of Melinda Craig, my wife of 43 years, the woman who will be the best first lady you've ever seen, and make sure that we stay here and have them here to help us take care of us. How are we going to do this? We're going to get rid of these taxes, the income tax, tolls, things like that, protect your freedoms, get rid of issues like the Common Core, the health care issue, and Second Amendment. We will do this for you. We will preserve our past and promote our future.
Mr. George?
Good evening. It's an honor to be here with you, and this is the way the process is supposed to be. Listen, it's fitting that we have the Chamber of Commerce hosting this event tonight, and being our moderator, a distinguished gentleman being that, because this is about the economy. That's all this is about, this election. The other side has not solved one problem. They don't know how to. There are 73,000 more people unemployed in the state, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 73,000 more than when the recession started. Factor in that there are 37,000 more government jobs, or the other figure would be much higher. Then factor in that there are thousands more that drive across the state border now for work. So who are those 73,200 unemployed Marylanders? They are largely entry-level and mid-level workers who rely on manufacturing, trade, transportation, and energy. And manufacturing, trade, energy sector and the transportation sector are the ones that are still stuck in a recession because this state doesn't know how to fix it. I'm going to talk a little about that shortly. But you should know that we're dead last in the country for new manufacturing. And we have a tax on manufacturing equipment that's 4 times higher than the national average. I just use that because Salisbury needs that. It needs it to come back, and I know how to do that. This is why we're experiencing one of the most severe minority income and education gaps in the nation. You need a governor who is not a career politician, who was not handed personal wealth. You need a governor who has worked with his hands, went to a trade school, worked his way through college, is a laborer, still sits at the bench and works hard. And I give 100%. I've been in the legislature for 8 years, ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee, and I give 100% there too. Like you, I've paid my taxes, paid my bills. I played by the rules, and obviously, as you know, the system is broken. And politics as usual, and this corruption and waste has got to stop. I will be a reformer for Maryland, and I will deliver fiscally conservative, solution-oriented government to you. I'm Ron George, and I look forward to speaking more. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hogan.
Thank you, Ernie. It's great to be back here at Salisbury University. I've had three recent visits here. It's great to be back with you. I'd like to thank the university and the Chamber of Commerce, the State Party, ABC 47, and Public Radio for hosting us tonight. I'd like to thank all of you in the audience here for being here with us tonight. And for those of you who are either watching or listening at home, I want to thank you for caring enough to tune in and listen to us tonight. I'm not a professional politician. I've spent most of my entire career in the private sector. I started and founded and have run a successful small business. I didn't decide to run for governor out of any desire to be something. I really decided to run for governor because I felt an obligation that I needed to do something. Like many of you here tonight, I just really felt that our state was way off track and headed in the wrong direction. I'm a lifelong Marylander who is completely fed up with politics as usual in Annapolis, and I think it's time for a change. My running mate, Secretary Boyd Rutherford, and I, we're the only ticket in either party where both candidates have real experience in actually managing the executive branch of state government as cabinet secretaries. But even more importantly, we both have very diverse private sector experience. So we know how to run the government, but we also know how people in the real world are affected by the decisions that our government makes. We have three priorities. Our priorities are jobs, middle-class families, and restoring our economy. The first thing we've got to do is cut spending, and then we want to roll back as many of these O'Malley Brown tax increases as we possibly can. Our primary focus and our number one mission is to get the government off our backs and out of our pockets so we can grow the private sector, put people back to work, and turn our economy around. Thank you for giving me this opportunity tonight, and I look forward to the discussion.
Thank you. Mr. Lawler.
Thank you so much. I, too, would like to thank Salisbury University, the Chamber, and the Maryland GOP. Diana, Joe, you all work your backsides off. Great job putting this together, ABC. Those watching at home, and all of you all that came out, regardless of who you're choosing to support, to be part of this process is very important as we go forward to bringing a new way forward into the state of Maryland. 17-year Marine Corps officer, a 16-year businessman executive with a Fortune 500 company, two-year chairman of the Maryland Taxpayers Association, been married for 20 years, husband and father, husband to Miss Rosha Rose and father of four girls, and grandfather of the most beautiful grandson you'd ever see in your life, who I hate leaving every day. And I'm serious. He is the most beautiful. I have pictures. I'm running, and Ken Timmerman, as my running mate, is running for governor simply because, like most of these gentlemen on this panel and probably 90% of the people in this room, we know the state of Maryland's going down the wrong road and wrong direction. And it's not just us that share that same common thought. I've worked tirelessly in Prince George's County, Baltimore City, Montgomery County. I hear the same thing. Democrats or Republicans, independents, they're all saying the same thing. Our direction is wrong. The course is wrong. We can do better. Whether it's corruption, 84 new taxes and regulations and fees that have been imposed upon us, an increasing poverty rates in Baltimore City and across this state in Western Maryland, or a shrinking middle class, we can and will do better. Our plan, economic plan, has been endorsed by Dr. Arthur Laffer. Our health plan has been endorsed and supported by Dr. Ben Carson. There's so much that we can do and work together. But we will aggressively look for nonpartisan solutions. We understand that registrations have us outnumbered 2-1, but we believe we can do more together. I'm looking forward to a spirited conversation today and you getting to know me a little bit more.